To live in the greater Des Moines metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday. Let's find out what happened today on Wall Street, shall we? Well, stocks did close higher today. Technology shares posted a three-day winning streak. However, the major averages did close down a bit, well off of their highs, after President Trump tweeted that he'll be announcing his decision on the Iran deal tomorrow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended 94 points higher after rising as much as 200 points on the trade, while the S&P 500 posted a gain of 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose by 0.8%, but earlier it had been up by more than 1%. Trump, who has railed against the U.S.-Iran nuclear deal signed back in 2015, sent his tweet about the Iran decision at, well, just before the bell. Why not? The deal lifts sanctions on Iran in exchange for the Middle Eastern nation curbing its nuclear program. Oil did pretty good after that tweet, but that was about all we had to do. By the way, U.S. crude oil rose above $70 a barrel. Brent hit $75.89, a level not seen since November of 2014. Oil has turned the corner. Expect your fuel prices to go up. So much for a cheap summer driving season. Stocks did see some strong gains. On Friday, the major averages jumped by more than 1% as shares of Apple hit an all-time high on the news that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway had bought 75 million shares of the company in the first quarter. Apple gained 0.7% today. In corporate news, well, Nestle agreed to pay $7.1 billion to Starbucks for the rights to sell the coffee chain's products globally. Starbucks shares briefly rose before trading ended slightly lower. That's what happened today on Wall Street. What were the numbers like at the bell? Well, when that bell rang, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we said, was up by 94 points, closed at 24,357. NASDAQ was up by 0.7%, closed at 7,265. And the S&P 500 closed at 26.72, up by a little more than 0.3%. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to what has to be one of the busiest women we've ever met. Her name is Dawana Bradley, and she's got a couple of businesses going, and that's why she's here on the Business News Hour. Stay tuned. It's coming up next.